愿大家平安。
May peace be with all.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习一段圣经。
This morning I'd like to share a passage in the Bible together.
马太福音第九章。
This is recorded in Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
从三十五节一直到三十八节。
Matthew 9, from verse 35 to 38.
马太第九章三十五节。
Matthew 9, verse 35. 请读。Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
可以说主耶稣走遍各城各乡。
It records here that Jesus went about all the cities and the villages.
然后在会堂教训人，宣传天国的福音。
He was also teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
有医治各样的病症。
And he also healed sicknesses and diseases.
主耶稣说，如果你要做我的门徒，
Lord Jesus says, if you wish to be my disciple,
要舍己，
you need to deny yourself,
背十字架，
to carry, take upon the cross,
跟从我，
and follow me.
有时候我们刚刚信主，对信仰的观念呢？
Sometimes when we have first believed in the Lord, we don't have a very accurate recognition of faith.
也就是信耶稣，主耶稣要帮助我过一个我认为我理想的人生。
What I mean by this is oftentimes when we first believe, we desire that Jesus helps me in living the life that I dream of.
是以我做中心，主耶稣来帮助我。
And so it is very self-centered, wanting God to help me achieve my goals.
那等我们信仰对神的话了解更深。
But when we come deeper in our faith to understand the words of God even more,
我们就了解原来主耶稣要改变我们过一个主耶稣认为是好的人生。
We come to understand that Jesus wants to transform us to live a life.That is the best for us.
所以信耶稣过去昨日已经死了。
And so believing in Jesus in the yesterday has already gone away.
旧的我已经死了。
The old man, the old self has already died.
现在活的是新的我。
And now the new person is living.
那新的我就是跟着主耶稣走。
And this new person follows the Lord Jesus Christ.
那什么叫做跟着主耶稣走呢？
What does it mean to follow Lord Jesus Christ?
就是跟着他的脚中走。
It means to follow in his footsteps.
这里指着主耶稣走遍各城各乡来宣讲天国的福音。
It records here that he went about all the cities and villages teaching, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
而英文有的翻译说宣讲天国。
And in English, they say preaching the gospel of the kingdom, or preaching the kingdom,
kingdom of God,
a kingdom of God,
就是告诉人天国已经降在人间了。
Which is to tell people, proclaim to people that the kingdom of God is already here on earth.
这个是主耶稣出来传道的第一句话，也就是最重要一句。
This is the first words that Lord Jesus spoke of when he came out to preach, and it's one of the most important words.
他把天国从天上带到人间。
He brought the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, onto earth.
所以有时候我们常常觉得说，我们这是很平淡的一个人。
Sometimes we may feel that we're very ordinary people.
我能够做什么？
What exactly can we do?
所以有的人觉得我不能做什么，真的他一生什么都没有做。
And some people actually feel like there's nothing they can do, and therefore they don't do anything with their lives.
所以活的一辈子在神面前好像一张白纸。
So they live their entire life before God, they're like a blank sheet of paper.
那既然主耶稣要我们跟着他，
Since Lord Jesus wants us to follow him,
这个表示主耶稣会带领我们的脚步。
This means that he will guide our footsteps.
既然主耶稣要我们跟着他，
Since he wants us to follow him,
这个代表他会与我们同在。
It means also that he will abide with us.
给我们恩赐，给我们的能力来做成他托付我们的工作。
He will bless us with gifts and with talents in order to complete the work that he has entrusted for us.
所以虽然我们是很平凡的人，
Even though we may be ordinary,
但是如果我们愿意跟着主耶稣走，我们能够有所作为。
But if we were willing to follow in with the Lord Jesus Christ, we can achieve great things.
请问有谁比捕鱼的人更平凡呢？
And I asked you, who is more common or ordinary than a fisherman?
所以主耶稣的使徒里面，十二个使徒里面，没有一个突出的人，每一个都很平凡。
From the 12 disciples of Jesus, none of them stood out. They were all very ordinary.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does that teach us?
平凡常常会让人谦卑。
It means that being ordinary or being common oftentimes will let someone be humble.
所以平凡的人常常是神能够用的人。
And so an ordinary person is often a person that God is able to use.
那虽然后来拣选了一个保罗非常突出。
So later on, although God selected Paul, who was very exceptional.
但是保罗服侍神过一段时间以后，他说什么？
But after serving for a while, what did Paul say?
过去我觉得对我有益的，现在我认识耶稣，觉得这个都是有损的。
And what he saw as beneficial in the past, after knowing Jesus, he sees him now as lost.
所以我们可能在这个世界上非常不平凡。
So even though we may be very exceptional in this world,
所以我们带着不平凡，想说我能够为神做什么。
And so we bring about this attitude and thinking, what can we do for the Lord?
到最后我们就发现，我们的不平凡不能够为神做什么。
And later on, we find that this exceptional skills that we have actually cannot contribute much to God's work.
所以我们就变成很谦卑，懂得跪下来依靠神。
And then we'll become humble and kneel down and rely on God.
那忽然神托付我们的工作我们做完了。
And after the work that the Lord has entrusted us has been finished.
好，我们做成了。
After it has been completed,
我们就知道这不是我做的。
We will realize that it is not us who have done the work.
这是神在我里面做的。
But rather God who has done it through me.
所以平凡的我能够有所作为。
And so an ordinary person or ordinary self we can have exceptional works.
从主耶稣的门徒就可以看得出来。
And we can see this from the works of the disciples.
那到底我们能够带给别人什么不同？
And what kind of differences can we bring to people?
我的存在能够带给我的家人，我周围的人什么不同？
What can my existence bring about to those around me and my family?
如果我们一直觉得我很平凡，什么都没有做，那我们一辈子都没有办法给我家人，我们周围人做什么不同的事。
And if I continue to think of myself as a very ordinary, very common, then and that I have no influence to affect those around me.
但是有一件事情我们可以做不同的事。
But there is one thing that we can do that is greatly uncommon.
就不是把天国传给他。
Which is to proclaim the kingdom of God, preach the kingdom of God to them.
让天国进到他的内心。
So the kingdom of God can enter into their hearts.
让天国进到他的生活。
That kingdom of God can enter into their lifestyle.
让天国进到他的家庭。
And the kingdom of God can enter into their families.
你就发现他的人生不一样。
And we will discover that then their lives will be greatly different.
我们先来看福音所带给人不同是什么。
Let's now study what difference does the gospel bring to people's lives.
从三段圣经来看。
From three passages in the Bible.
路加福音第四章。
First in Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
这里说神用膏膏我，这个膏就是圣灵。
Here, the anointing is by the Holy, is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是恩赐跟能力的来源。
Holy Spirit is the source of gifts and strength.
叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
And sent me to proclaim to the poor.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for the kingdom of heaven.
虚心就是 poor in spirit, 就是心灵贫穷。
And so those who are this poor here is referring to the poor in spirit.
他就要得到天国，得到天国的丰盛。
And they shall receive the kingdom of heaven, the abundance of the kingdom of heaven.
那下面第一个，被掳的得释放。
And following this, it says to proclaim liberty to the captives.
啊, 被罪所掳的可以得释放。
Those who are held captive by sin 啊, shall be set free.
啊, 瞎眼的得看见。
And the recovery of sight to the blind.
啊, 看不到灵界的, 看不到永生的, 他现在看到了。
Those who do not have a spiritual vision, who cannot see things in the spiritual realm, can now see.
所以活在地上可以看到天国。
So living on earth, we can see heaven.
活在现在可以看到未来。
Living in the present day, we can see into the future.
这是一种永恒的看见。This
is an eternal vision.
再来, 受压制的得自由。
And next, those who were oppressed will be set at liberty.
被魔鬼压制的可以得到释放。
Those who are oppressed by Satan will be set free.
在以赛亚书里面还有一句话, 伤心的人得到安慰。
In the book of Isaiah, it also says that those who mourn shall be comforted.
很多人生活内心忧伤。
Many people are living with the sorrow, the sorrow in their hearts.
要借着福音传开, 让他的心得到安慰, 得到满足, 得到喜乐。
And through the gospel, their hearts can receive peace, they can receive joy and completeness.
真的, 我们可以带给别人不同。
Truly, we can bring about a great difference to others.
我们再来看, 罗马书14章,
let's also turn to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书14章,
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
请读吧。
Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说神的国不再吃喝。 然后在三件事情,公义,和平,圣灵中的喜乐。
Kingdom is not in eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy.
这个神的国就在我们内心。The
kingdom of God is within us.
所以当我们把神的国传给别人,
So when we proclaim the kingdom of God to others,
罪就从他心中解消。
Sin shall be removed from their hearts.
他就不会再恨人。
And they will no longer hate others.
他也不会嫉妒。
They will no longer have jealousy towards others.
很多的恶的念头, 因为神降临, 都离开了。
And a lot of these evil thoughts, because the Holy Spirit, they shall be removed from them.
那因为我们认识神, 所以我们人生的方向都是对的, 我们的决定都是对的。
And because they come to know God, all the choices that we make in our lives will be correct, in the correct direction.
这就是公义。
And this is righteousness.
有公义的地方就有神同在。
And where there is righteousness, there is the presence of God.
啊, 神同在就是平安。
And where the presence of God is, there will be peace.
就是和睦。
There will be harmony.
再来, 因为有神同在就有圣灵充满的喜乐。
And where God is present, there will be joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们就发现,当我们把福音介绍给一个人,介绍一个家庭, 将来这个家庭是越来越好的。
So we find that when we proclaim the gospel to a family, the family gets better and better with the gospel.
真的,我们很平凡。
True, we may be ordinary.
但是我们能够有所不同。
But yet, we can make a great difference.
我们再看《使徒行传》26章。
Let's also look at Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传26章的18节。
Acts 26, verse 18. To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
神告诉保罗, 我差你到他们那里去。
God told Paul that he sent him to them,
到外邦人那里去,
to the Gentiles,
要叫他们眼睛得开,
so that their eyes can be opened.
借着圣灵的感动加上真理的教导,
through the movement of the Holy Spirit and the teachings of the truth,
忽然他们看到了真神,
suddenly they could see the true God.
看到了耶稣的救恩,
they could see the salvation of Jesus Christ.
看到灵界的价值,
and they can see the value in, this, in the spiritual world.
看到人生集中的目标,
and they can see the goal of a person's life.
看到神对我们诸般的应许,
and he can see all the promises that God has made for us.
所以这个人就极大的改变,
and so this person will be transformed greatly.
从黑暗归向光明,
from darkness to light,
从撒旦的权下归向神,
from the power of Satan to God,
罪得赦免,
then forgiveness, and receiving forgiveness of sins,
还有天上富足, 在来世要实现,
and then inheritance, the heavenly inheritance to those who are sanctified.
所以我们不甘于平庸, 我们能够被神所用, 来带给别人不同。
And so we can be used by the Lord to bring about great changes, great differences to others.
啊, 所以为什么要宣传天国的福音?
So why is it important for us to proclaim the kingdom of God?
我们可以带给别人不同。
Because we can bring about this change to others.
啊, 那我们也因为传福音可以带给我们自己有不同的人生。
And by proclaiming the gospel to others, it can also bring about a good change to our own lives.
我们现在的人啊, 大概啊, 生活的目标都一样,
most of us generally have the same goals in life, which is to live a comfortable life.
所以我们每一个人生的决定就是朝这个方向在努力。
So all of the decisions we make in our lives are going towards this goal.
怎么让我活得很舒服?
How do I live my life more comfortably?
这是人的本性。
This is our nature.
啊, 当然活得很舒服, 很好。
Of course, it's good for us to live comfortably.
但是人是有思想的。
But human beings, we have thoughts.
当我们活得很舒服的时候,
when we live comfortably,
我们再进一层, 那我这样活有什么意义?
And we take it another step further and think about what is the meaning for me to live comfortably.
那这样一想的时候, 我们就发现了活得很舒服不是最重要。
And when we think about it like this, we understand that living comfortably is not the most important thing. Because this too will also pass.
哦, 活着有价值,
but living a meaningful and purposeful life, that is the most important.
啊, 所以有一个年纪大的, 一个信徒,
and so there was an elderly believer.
他也活得很舒服啦。
He also lived a very comfortable life.
他就一直在想，我每天这样到底是为什么？
But then he kept thinking, what exactly am I doing living like this?
不做是很舒服，但是活着这样子要做什么？
Indeed, I live comfortably, but what am I really living for?
他就一个自觉。
And so he came to a realization.
我一定要来服侍神。
I need to serve the Lord.
这样我们的人生才有价值，才有意义。
And then our lives will have value and will have meaning.
所以这个年长的信徒啊, 他下半生很认真在做圣工。
So this elderly believer in the latter part of his life, he worked very fervently for the Lord.
主要是他觉悟, 我如果只是活得很舒服, 这是没有意义的。
Because he came to this understanding, this realization that living comfortably is really without meaning.
你没有办法拿一张纸说,主啊,我活得很舒服, 那你给我什么?
You can't take a piece of paper and say, Lord, I have lived a very comfortable life. What can you reward me with?
但是如果我们活得很有意义,很有价值,这个就是在天国我们交换神赏赐的一张纸。
But if we live a meaningful and purposeful life, that will bring about great rewards when we meet our Lord Jesus.
活着最舒服的没有超过摩西啊。
Those who live comfortably have not surpassed that lifestyle of Moses.
他是住在王宫里面的。
He lived in a palace.
王宫里面有快乐。
And palace has a lot of enjoyment and a lot of happiness.
他形容这叫做最终之乐。
He described it as pleasures of sin.
所以我们现在很多的娱乐不是都在罪里面吗?
So isn't it true that most of the entertainment we have today are really indulgence or pleasures in sin?
色情跟暴力跟这些鬼怪拿掉，还有什么娱乐呢？
If you take sex, you take violence, you take demons away from these entertainment, what kind of entertainment is left?
那再来，摩西在王宫里面。
And also, when Moses was in the palace, he had a great status.
很多的仆人在服侍他。
There are many servants that served him.
他什么都不需要做。
He didn't have to do anything.
哦，再来。
Next,
在王宫里面啊, 这些财产到最后都是他的。
In the palace, all the inheritance will eventually be belong to him.
啊, 但是摩西他往外看, 看到他的同族以色列人在做苦工。
But when Moses looked out and gazed out and saw that his people, the Hebrews, were doing hard labor, he came to this realization.
这是我的责任。
This is my responsibility.
我应该被神所用, 把他们带出来。
I need to be used by the Lord to bring them out.
所以他这样的自觉再加上他的决定, 他从王宫出来。
So with this kind of realization and the resolve that he made to come out of the palace,
让他的一生有极大的改变,
resulted in a great transformation and impact on his life.
所以遍茂山上, 啊, 显现, 除了主耶稣还有两个人。
So on the Mount of Transfiguration, besides Jesus, there were two that appeared.
一个是摩西, 一个是以利亚。
One was Moses, the other Elijah.
哦, 为什么摩西会在遍茂山上, 跟主耶稣一起显现呢？
Why was Moses able to appear on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus?
因为他的人生是蒙神纪念。
Because his life was remembered by God.
蒙神纪念不是因为他活在王宫。
And he was remembered by God not because he dwelt in the palace.
蒙神纪念是因为他愿意从王宫出来。
He was remembered by God because he was willing to come out of the palace.
愿意被神所用。
Willing to be used by the Lord.
从40岁开始
from the age of 40
到80岁接受神的磨练
until age 80, he suffered the training of the Lord.
从80岁到120岁
from 80 to 120,
承担责任
he took on the responsibility.
所以他好像是一根蜡烛
so he's like a candle.
为着神的事情燃烧到最后
that is burning for the work of the Lord until the end.
这个是我们要学习的精神
and this is the kind of spirit and attitude we have to learn from.
活得舒服要感谢神
we have to thank the Lord if we're living comfortably.
但是活得舒服本身并不是我们效法的榜样
but living comfortably is not an example or a model that we want to wish to follow.
真的会感动神的是我们愿意付出代价来完成神的托付被神所用
Truly, what can move God is our sacrifice to be able to let go of things in order to serve the Lord and do something meaningful.
所以我们可以有所不同
And so we can be different.
如果我们愿意被神所用
If we're willing to be used by the Lord.
所以我们常常讲啊，在教会里面有很多不同的人
We often say that there are many different types of people in the church.
一种叫局外人，他只来聚会完他就走了。
One type of people, they only
outsider,
an outsider. So they're like bystanders. They come to church, they attend services, and then they leave. Then they're not involved in any of the church work.
那另外一种叫旁观者。
The first one is the outsider. The next one is the bystander.
旁观者就是他一直在看，然后加很多的意见评论。
The bystander just observes and adds in a lot of their own opinions.
他也没有做什么。
And they also do not do any of the work.
话讲很多，意见很多，做什么？
They talk a lot. They have a lot of give their opinions, but they don't contribute to any of the work.
那第三个就是消费者。
And the other one is the like a consumerist.
他是有奉献的。
They offer their money.
所以他对教会有期待。
And so they have expectations for the church.
因为我有奉献，所以教会应该这样，让我来到教会很舒服。
Because I offer my money, I should expect this type of comfort or this type of service in the church.
这一些心态都没有办法带给教会改变。
This type of attitude will not bring about any changes to the church.
真的要带给教会的改变。
What can really bring about a change in the church?
是要看我们自己是神家里面的人。
Is to see ourselves as a member in the family, in the household of God.
你看我们家里有什么问题，我们一定会出来做。
And see, if there's something, a problem that resolved, that arises in our family, we will come out and take care of it.
我们做不了，一定会认真祷告。
And if we can't resolve it ourselves, we will pray intently for it.
因为我爱我的家庭。
Because we love our own families.
我们希望每个信徒都是神家里面的人。
And we hope that all members, all believers, are members of this family.
这样我们的生活会很有意义。
And then we will have a very meaningful life.
那因为我们在带领别人信主。
And because we try to lead others to come to know Christ,
所以我们的灵性会成长。
Our own faith will grow as well.
为什么有时候我们发现我们自己信主几十年，好像灵性都没有什么长进？
Why do we sometimes feel that even though we've believed in the Lord for decades, yet our faith has not really grown?
一个重要的问题是我们没有在服事。
One important issue is that we have not been serving.
当我们开始要带慕道朋友。
When we begin to bring our friends and visitors,
包括要带自己的家人来信主，
including bringing our own family to know Christ.
第一个，我们会很注重我们的生活。
First, we will pay attention to the way we're living.
我们的生活要能荣耀神，我们才有办法带领我们的朋友跟家庭。
Only when our lifestyle, the way we live, can glorify God, can we then bring our friends and family to know Christ.
我们就一直自我要求。
And so we have higher expectations for ourselves.
那这样信仰就会成长。
And through this, our faith will naturally begin to grow.
那再来，我们要跟别人建立关系。
And next, if we want to establish some kind of connection or relationship with another
person,
we will pray the Lord, ask Him for a good opportunity. We pray the Lord, give us an opportune time so that whatever circumstance, we may be able to talk to this friend about faith.
那如果我们带领他, 我们自己会去想, 我下一次要跟他讲什么?
And if we're trying to lead them to Christ, we also be thinking about, next time when we meet them, what do we want to talk about?
为什么要信耶稣?
Why do they need to believe in Christ?
为什么要求圣灵?
Why do they need to ask for the Holy Spirit?
为什么要在真耶稣教会信主?
And why should they believe in God and the true Jesus Church?
那当我们要跟他讲, 我们自己要先去想。
But before we have this conversation, we have to think about it ourselves.
那我们自己去想, 我们信仰就会进步。
And when we think, meditate, and ponder these questions, our own faith will grow.
再来, 他人已经来了。
And next, when the person begins to come to church, will they believe? This is what we need to pray about. We pray that the Lord will move and work in their hearts. So when we begin to proclaim the kingdom of God, there is a goal that we have in our lives. Then our faith will begin to move and to grow as well towards that goal.
宣传天国的福音能够让我们自己不同。
So to proclaim the kingdom of God will also allow our faith to grow and be different.
第三个不同就是能够带给教会的不同。
The third difference is that we can bring about a difference in the church.
如果昨天晚上我们有来参加聚会,
For those who attended service last night,
诸位有没有算算看慕道者有几个?
Did you count how many visitors we had last night?
如果我们有算算跟慕道者有几个, 表示我们很关心教会。
If we were counting the number of visitors we had last night, that means that we truly care for the church.
我们看到很多慕道朋友来, 我们真的很高兴。
We're very happy and joyful when we see many truth seekers attending.
为什么?
Why?
因为当慕道者增加, 将来受洗的人数就会增加。
Because the more visitors and truth seekers that we have attending, the more opportunity we have for them to be baptized in the future.
没有慕道者,
if there are no visitors to the church, there's no way the church can we can have more people baptized in the Lord.
除非是自己生的。
unless it's from your own family.
慕道者越多, right? 受洗人越多。
So the more visitors and truth seekers that you have, the more opportunities that we have for more people being baptized.
每个礼拜都来聚会, 看到信徒都来, 我们也很高兴。
And we're also very delighted and joyful to see many of our members attending every week.
但是如果我们看到很多新的面孔啊, 我们会更高兴。
But we're even more delighted to see new faces amongst us.
我说有一阵子我到一个教会我以前负担过了，我一看哦，这个教会里面好多新的人， 我真的很高兴。
It really brought about much joy when I went to a church that I used to minister at and noticed that there were so many new faces there.
这个表示教会有在成长。
Because that means that the church is growing.
你如果到一个教会去十年去再 十年后再去, 诶, 都是老信徒, 当然也好啊, 表示他信仰还持守得住。
If you go to a church decades later and they're still the same people there, that's a good thing. It means that they have persisted in their faith.
但是也不够好, 为什么没有新的人?
But yet there is no new people, new faith, new believers there.
所以我们要教会成长, 不只是说提什么建议啊。
And so to allow the church to grow is not only through any kind of suggestions or recommendations we have. Of course, these come from a good, with good intentions. But most importantly is through our own mobilization, our own work.
真的带慕道朋友来。
To go out ourselves to bring truth seekers here. To truly pray for the work of evangelism. And then when we see the church growing, it'll bring joy to our hearts. So even though we're very ordinary, common people, but yet we can make a great difference. If we're willing to be used by the Lord, God will manifest His great power in our lives.
我们再回来看马太福音第九章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音的第九章。
Matthew 9.
35节。
Matthew 9 verse 35. Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people.
这里说耶稣走遍各城各乡。
It records here, Jesus went about all the cities and villages.
为什么要走遍各城各乡？
Why did he need to go throughout the cities and villages?
就是他愿意把天国的福音传给每一个人。
It's because he is willing to proclaim the kingdom of the gospel of the kingdom to everyone.
那要达到这个目标，他就要走遍各城各乡。
To achieve this goal, he needed to walk through all the cities and the villages.
那当时的世代要走遍各城各乡是很辛苦的。
In those days, it's very hard to walk through all those cities and villages.
如果不是走路，就是骑驴子或者骑马。
If you're not walking, then you're riding a horse or a donkey.
除非走遍各城各乡，不然福音怎么传遍呢？
Unless he went about all the cities and villages, how will the gospel be spread?
所以主耶稣要升天以前，
So before Jesus ascended to heaven,
他把他的旨意讲得很清楚。
He explained his will very clearly.
要把天国的福音从耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚直到地极传遍。
To preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, to Judah, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
主耶稣应许你要得到能力，从上头要得圣灵。
And Lord Jesus promised that you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
那现在门徒怎么做呢？
So now what do the disciples do?
就是跟主耶稣一样，要走遍各城各乡。
They followed in the Lord Jesus' footsteps and walked through all the cities and villages.
顺着圣灵的带领。
Following the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以到使徒行传结束已经传到罗马。
So at the end of the Acts of Apostles, the gospel has been spread to Rome.
因为人有行动，愿意被神所用，所以福音就可以传开。
Because people were mobilized and willing to be used by the Lord, the gospel was able to be spread.
我们看约书亚记第一章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
第三节。
Joshua 1 verse 3.
约书亚记第一章第三节。
Joshua 1 verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
如果我们看这个第三节，特别是英文呢，很有趣的。
It's very interesting in the English version here.
你脚掌所踏之地是未来世。
So every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you.
就是表示将来你脚要踏到那里。
Meaning that in the future, the sole of your feet will be put on there.
然后我照着所应许摩西的都给你了。这个是完成式。
And what I have given you as to Moses, he has already done.
完成式。
So this is
英文的完成式。
This is in the past tense.
不是 past, 完成，已经给你了。
He's already given this.
这一块地啊，牛奶与蜜之地啊，摩西还没有约书亚还没有踏进去。
So this land flowing with milk and honey was a land that Joshua had not yet placed his foot upon.
但是神已经给他了。
But the God has already promised to give it to him.
那现在约书亚怎么得到？
But now how did Joshua actually receive it?
他有他的责任，他要跨过约旦河，要去攻占七族，攻耶利哥，他才能够得到。
He had his duty to cross the River Jordan conquer the Jericho and the seven tribes in order to receive this promised land.
到约书亚年纪大的时候，神怎么告诉他？
And when Joshua was at an old age, what did God tell him?
十三章第一节。
In Joshua chapter 13,
verse
11.
十三章第一节。
Verse 1. Joshua 13, verse 1. Now Joshua was old, advanced in years. And the Lord said to him, You are old, advanced in years, and there remains very much land yet to be possessed.
这个地方耶稣已经年纪老迈了。
Joshua was old at this time.
就是表示他没有办法再征战了。
Meaning that he was too old to fight.
但是还有很多未得之地。
But yet there's very much land yet to be possessed.
就等着人去征服，去占领。
So it's waiting for people to conquer it.
这是牛奶与蜜之地啊，赶快！
This is a land flowing with milk and honey. Make haste.
那到了十四章就出现一个加勒。
And in chapter 14 emerged a person named Caleb.
这个加勒就八十五岁。
Caleb was 85.
但是虽然他已经八十五岁，斗志很强。
Although he was 85, yet he had a great fighting spirit.
所以他向约书亚说。
And so he said to Joshua.
你把那一层给我。
Give me that piece of land.
十二节，那里有亚纳族。
In chapter 14, verse 12, even though there were the Anakims,
这个亚纳族是最强、最凶恶的一个族。
The Anakims were one of the greatly fearsome tribes there.
然后他要照着神的同在把他赶出去。
And as the Lord will be with him, he shall drive them out of the land.
真的有人还没有退休啊, 已经没有斗志了。
Some people, even before retirement age, they've already lost their will to fight.
这世界上已经没有斗志了, 一天活一天这样就好了。
They don't have the will to fight in this world. They just live it every day as it is.
那有的人是世界斗志很强, 到80岁还想要继续这样奋斗。
And some people have a very strong will to fight. Even until the age of 80, 85, they still want to compete and fight.
但是很多人在属灵上都没有斗志。
But many people, spiritually speaking, have lost their will to fight.
虽然我们家里还有未得之地,
even though in our homes there's still pieces of land that remains to be possessed.
可能我们的亲人还有人还没有信主,
perhaps we still have relatives that have not yet believed.
可能我们的好朋友还有没有人信主,
perhaps we have many good friends that have not yet believed.
我们已经属灵上已经像约 约书亚一样已经老了。
Spiritually speaking, we may already be like Joshua, advanced and old.
所以我们要再一次靠着神。
So once again, we need to rely upon the Lord.
神如果帮助我们,
if the Lord is willing to help us,
不管年纪多大,
no matter how old we may be,
我们都可以打胜战,
we can be victorious in our battles.
因为这一块地是神应许给我们的,
because this piece of land is promised to us by the Lord.
那当我们有这样的心智,
when we have this kind of resolve,
愿意靠着神跨过约旦河,
willing to entrust and rely upon God and cross the River Jordan,
这个约旦河就是很大的困难,
as River Jordan is a great obstacle.
但这个困难怎么克服?
And how did they overcome this obstacle?
是祭司抬约柜走在前面。
The priests held the Ark of Covenant and marched in front.
那脚一踏, 约旦河就分开。
And when they placed their foot in the river parted.
所以我们的困难要怎么征服?
So how can we overcome our difficulties?
因为我们有圣灵的引导。
We have the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
一直祷告到圣灵的带领很清楚, 困难就可以解决。
So we pray to the point where the guidance of the Holy Spirit is very clear, then our difficulties can be resolved.
所以有时候我们的家人, 一直祷告到最后好像发生什么困难。
And so regarding our family, sometimes we pray so hard, you may feel like maybe something, some difficulty is there.
有的时候生重病,
some families have the illnesses and diseases in their household. Some have trouble with marriages.
有的时候事业发生困难,
some have trouble with their careers.
那个困难就让他自我垮了,
and so those kind of difficulties have crumbled them, and therefore they have to come and rely upon the Lord.
所以我们要走遍各城各乡。
So we must be like the Lord and walk through all the cities and villages.
要用实际行动来得到未得之地。
We have to mobilize ourselves and take action to receive this promised land.
我们再回来看。 马太福音第九章,
let's turn back to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音的第九章,
Matthew chapter 9.
第九章的36节,
Matthew 9 verse 36. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd.
有时候我们这很, 如果没有读圣经, 我们就去想, 耶稣为什么走遍各城各乡?
If we don't read the Bible much, we may be thinking, why did the Lord Jesus walk through the cities and villages?
因为我们做每一件事情都有一个动机, 有一个原因。
Because everything that we do should have some kind of motivation or intent.
那在这个世界上, 要引导一个人做事情, 不外乎名跟利。
And so to influence a person to do something in this world usually it comes with status and power.
所以你一个人,你把他挂一个头衔下去,不要给他钱,他都很认真去做。
So if you put a title next to someone, even without giving them, offering them money, they'll be willing to do something for the title.
这个就是名的力量。
This is the power of having a title.
那有的事情没有人愿意做,你把他加很多的薪水下去,就有人愿意做。
And for work that nobody wants to do, if you add some money or some salary to it, or wages to it, there will be people that are willing to do it.
那到底主耶稣走遍各城各乡, 这么辛苦到底是为什么?
So Jesus labored and strived very hard to walk through all the cities and villages for what purpose?
这里说他就怜悯他们。
It says here that he was moved with compassion for them.
原来是主耶稣的怜悯。
So we see that because of his compassion.
所以圣经说,
the Bible says,
他为我们成为贫穷。
That for us, he made himself poor.
叫我们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So that through being poor, we may be rich.
所以我们今天大家在主里都是富足的。
And so all of us today in Christ, we are rich.
恩典上富足。
We are rich in grace and
blessings. 如果我们努力的追求，在神性上可以富足。
And if we truly pursue this, we can achieve a richness in this godly nature.
最后，我们还有天国的富足。
And then following that is the richness of the heavenly kingdom.
那这个富足从哪里来？
Where does this richness or wealth come
from? 是因为主耶稣为我们成为贫穷。
It's because the Lord Jesus had made himself poor for us.
他在天上是富足的。
He is rich in heaven.
他在地上什么都没有。
But on earth, he possessed nothing.
谁愿意从天上降到人间呢？
Who is willing to come down from heaven to live on this earth?
大家都要往上爬，谁愿意往下降呢？
Everyone desires to ascend higher and higher. No one's willing to come down.
主耶稣为什么往下降？
Why did Jesus, why was Jesus willing to come down?
因为他怜悯世界上的人。
For he had compassion on the people of this earth.
我们还记得几年前我们在这里开世界大会。
If we recall a couple of years ago, we held the World Delegates Conference.
很多人来参加，非常受感动。
Many people attended and were moved by it.
记得一个负责的工人，他曾经勉励当时参与圣工的人，只有一句话。
I remember one of the workers, he encouraged the member, the delegates there with one phrase.
你要用心去做，就只有一句话。
You have to do the work diligently.
你接待，你要用心去接待。
And just this one phrase, if you're ushering, make sure that you usher diligently.
心看不见啊。
Because the heart cannot be seen.
但是当一个人用心下去，别人可以感受得出来。
But when a person puts their heart into the work, others can feel it.
所以主耶稣走遍各城各乡，这个不是一种表面上的工作。
So Lord Jesus walked about all the cities and villages, it's not just a superficial thing.
是从他的心出来，他对人的怜悯。
But this emanated from his heart because of the compassion he had for the people.
所以我们今天侍奉的深度是什么？
So today, what is the depth of our service?
侍奉的深度就是我们进到耶稣的心来侍奉。
The depth of our service should be to the point of where we enter to have the heart of Christ in order to serve.
很多人都在做圣工。
Many people are doing are serving in the ministry.
但是什么样的侍奉会感动神？
But what kind of service will truly touch God?
就是他是用基督的心在侍奉。
Are those who are working in the ministry, doing holy work with the heart of Christ?
没有基督的心，我们的侍奉就变成很表面。
Without the heart of Christ as motivating our work is very superficial.
所以为什么我们需要为教会祷告？
So why is it important that we pray for the church?
求主的圣灵充满我们。
We pray that the Holy Spirit fills us.
因为圣灵会将神的爱浇灌到我们当中。
Because the Holy Spirit will pour upon the love of God to every one of us.
当我们做每一件事情都是出于神的爱。
So that whatever work that we do stems from the love of God.
就是有神的同在，因为神就是爱。
And we'll have the abundance of God, for God is love.
那这样我们做的工作就容易有果效。
And then the work that we do for the Lord will have effect and be fruitful.
主耶稣走遍各城各乡。
Lord Jesus walked about all the cities and villages.
平凡的我是可以有所作为的。
An ordinary me can also make great changes.
我们需要有得到未得之地的心呢。
So we have to have this heart, this mindset of receiving that land that still remains.
我们需要有深度的侍奉。
We have to serve with deftness.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
236首。
Let us sing hymn 236.
我要来祷告。
And lastly, we're going to pray together.
我们四月底会有灵恩布道会。
At the end of April, we're going to have our evangelical service, spiritual convocation.
还有五个月。
So there's still 5 months left.
这个五个月，我们不断为教会的圣工来祷告。
In these 5 months, let's continue to pray for the work in the church.
我们大家也设一个目标，怎么带慕道本。朋友来教会啊，来接来来追求道理。
So set a goal for ourselves and how we can bring our friends and to pursue the truth.
我们最后要一起来祷告。
And lastly, we're going to pray together.
我们求圣灵，求圣灵的充满。
And we pray for the Holy Spirit and the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
试着为需要的人来祷告。
And we pray for those who need our prayers.
为圣工来代祷。
And pray for the holy work in the church.
那如果我们以前没有来过我们教会我们祷告是 第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And for those who have not been to our church before, the first we pray in the beginning by saying in the name of Jesus Christ.
然后重复念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Continue praying by saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
就是从心里向神感谢赞美。
And we praise, thank the Lord, from the depths of our hearts.
这样我们就能够对神有体验。
And from that prayer, we can be able to experience the Lord.
所以要求圣灵、求恩典、接受按手的，请我们都到前面来。
So those who want to pray for the Holy Spirit, pray for grace and blessings, please come forward to pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.